Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, September 29th, 2018. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. We've got Cal Hunter behind the glass, who I know is sleepy and tired, and we'll tell you why, because he is late at night calling football games, and I know he's probably just barely awake, so we'll try to keep you awake today. I guarantee you, you will stay awake today, Cal. There are so many things going on. First of all, we got case or no case. We're going to go over a couple of interesting things. First of all, if you've ever found money on the ground, what is, and Denise and Todd are looking at me because we usually discuss what we're going over. I have not discussed this with you guys, but I'm going to tell you a second. But if you have found money on the ground, what is the finder's keeper's rules? I looked it up. I know the law. I know the rules because while we're in the Salt Lake City airport, my grandson found a $100 bill sitting on the ground, and he's a sweet little six-year-old and walks up and says, "Look what I found, Grandpa." And I looked at
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter, our producer. Todd Kunin is off working hard on a trial that he's got at the beginning of next week. So we excuse him this time. We are having a great time, Hour number 1. This is Hour number 2 of the 16th of April, 2022. Beautiful on the West Coast. We have been talking about some really interesting things from Hour 1. We normally try to separate them in separate hours, like they're a completely different hour, so individuals can, you know, not be lost if they join hour two or hour three, but we just can't do that. We have to continue to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial coming up. We're going to talk about Lori Vallow, the Parkland shooting case. They're trying to find, obviously, the individual, the Parkland shooter
confessed. So the question is, does he get the death penalty or life in prison? And they're
in that state, the jurors make that decision.
Exactly right. And that's what they're in the process of choosing a jury. We're going to talk about that, what's going on with that. That's very interesting.
Those four jurors, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They haven't found anybody yet.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult. Tish Cyrus is... He's got an achy, breaky heart, and there's a divorce going on. We're going to talk about that with Denise and Twitter and Elon Musk. You can't. That's just like staring us in the face. We got to talk about that.
It's a jagged little pill.
It's a fun, interesting one. That's gonna. It's some interesting legal maneuvering.
And absolutely.
This is all about legal lawyer maneuvering that I think is fascinating.
And it's so fun because it takes me back to my business and corporations class in law school.
See, I hate that when other people say that because, like, I don't remember what I did yesterday. I don't even remember what class I had in law school. I mean, I remember my law school class. What? I don't remember law school at all. I remember playing golf during
every
law
now
school.
And then I'll, like, surprise myself because I'll have a flashback and I remember it from my notes and I'll, like, wow, I can't believe I remember that. It's a long time ago.
I remember $40 billion. I mean, I remember that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of money at stake here.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the Twitter and the Instagram, I mean, the Twitter and the Elon Musk thing, but what we're here for one thing and one thing only, and that is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Champlain, Illinois. Jim Klaus was excited. His wife was a good enough cook, but he wanted to help out in the kitchen because he'd been watching the Food Network. So he went to Target and bought some stuff. He got a knife set, some spatulas, pots and pans that he really liked, and a mandolin so he could slice up his vegetables all pretty. And then it was kitchen showtime. Jim got the slicer out, cut the tomatoes perfectly on the, just started slicing, perfect eighth-inch slices, oh so thin. But then the surgically sharp blade on the slicer came loose from the plastic, went over the guard, and made a serious cut on Jim's thumb. Stainless steel and a hand cut, you can imagine it bled a lot. And he went to the emergency room to get some stitches. The nurse told him that mandolin slicers can be dangerous and that this was the second one from Target that had a blade separation problem. So Jim did the predictable thing, went to his lawyer buddy and said, well, what do you think about this? Do I have a case or no case? Denise, does Jim Klaus have a case or no case?
Absolutely, if that's what happened. So if it's a case, it would be a pretty good case. Of course, you know, Mr. Penny here would not take it because it wouldn't be a multi-million dollar case, just a slice on the finger. So,
you remember 19,000 of these units were sold.
You know, I knew you were going to say it when you said it, and I've cut myself before. So, but the blade didn't detach in my situation. I'm going to say this. Target bought them and distributed them, but Target's not the manufacturer of them. So if he filed a suit, he would have to file a suit against the manufacturer of them and Target. Or if you filed against Target, Target would have to file a cross complaint against the manufacturer saying it was defective.
Oh.
But this isn't a case. I'm sorry, it's not a case.
Okay.
No case.
Fred Penny, what do you think about this?
I love it when there's something up my alley. I understand. No. I love Denise, but she's wrong.
Oh!
FYI, every state's different, but, like, for example, in California, everyone down the chain is liable, including Target. If they sell the product, they can be sued, and they're liable. Everyone from the beginning of when it was manufactured all the way down to the person that sold it at the end is going to be liable if there's a product defect. So there you go. Denise, yes, Target can be sued. Now, the answer to your question, is this a case? Denise, without even you saying that, I said to myself, this is a scenario, and I bet there's a recall. But there's no specific case that Cal is talking about. I bet there's a recall going on. So the answer is, I agree with Denise, no case.
Hmm. You know Cal a little too well,
yes.
I'm thinking.
Also, you can look at my right ring finger and notice there's
oh.
a...
Oh! He does have a cut. I noticed you do have a cut.
There's a Band-Aid on there. And so those of you who said it was a case, that was none of you. Those of you who said it was no case, that would be...
Both of us? Yes, Denise, we nailed it together.
But 19,000 have been recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has received four reports of the blades separating from the Sharper Image, which is a bankrupt company, by the way, and Frigidaire Julienne attachment coming off during food preparation. No life-threatening injuries have been reported. They ask consumers to stop using the products and go get a refund in the form of a gift card. And you can sharpen a gift card on a knife sharpener from the Sharper Image and cut your vegetables with your gift card. Anyway, so he did got some free gloves. Next time, they have cut-free gloves, you know, so he bought some of those for the next time.
Oh, there's cut-free gloves?
Yeah, they're like butcher gloves, you know. They're,
oh.
Yeah.
So did you buy some for yourself?
They're online. They're coming in, yeah. I'm telling you, this mandolin of mine, it took a hunk out of my finger.
Oh, so it did happen. Did,
oh, yeah.
Is it because it came loose? Or just?
No, it's because I'm a lousy... Because I'm a dope, basically.
And, yeah, I can see Cal. Okay, this carrot, I'm the very last inch of it. I got to slice it really thin. It's like, Cal, your finger's getting close. Cal.
Right? No, it's fine. I got this. Oh! No, actually, it was a potato, and the little guard deal popped out
guard.
Of the potato. Yeah, and the guard popped out, and my finger went down and got. And
oh,
those
oh.
blades are sharp.
Did you still eat the potatoes?
Oh, sure. Just wash them up. They're fine. Yeah. I'm an Idaho kid. You can eat.
Dear, there's a little finger in there. Will you pull that out? Really
I told
quick?
Her, add it to the
Ew.
Flavor. She
oh,
did.
Man.
There used to be like that story about a hamburger place that had like a finger in their food at one time, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Grinder,
yeah.
Well,
there's
a time
the
to go, Cal, yet? Is it almost time to go?
I think we're getting close.
I just remember one thing. Okay, that's it. Case or no
that
case,
right? That is case or no case. Next hour, we're going to talk about... Alvis, not Elvis, but the singer Alvis. That's next hour on Case or No Case, right here.
Yeah, just because we're coming up on the end. Thank you, Cal. That is sure. awesome. Look, remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Don't think we're giving you legal advice. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. Go to our Instagram at Radio Law Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ace L. Dirks is here to help. Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Where's Todd? Todd had his kitty.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
So there's that disclaimer. And now back for more Law Talk. Here are Fred Penny and Denise Dirks.
Just remember, we're talking Depp Amber Heard case going on in Virginia. The longtime friend of Johnny Depp, guy by the name of Isaac Barak, I'm going to say Barak, is on the stand or was on the stand this week. And Denise brought up a great point. He was very well liked. I mean, it seemed to be he was very well liked by the jury to the point where people were kind of laughing and he laughed and then he cried. And he's a painter for Johnny Depp, was painting something. I don't know.
He was like 25 different art pieces.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Johnny, then he lived it. What he did is he lived in the home. I mean, a home right near them or a condo.
It was Johnny Depp's extra condo. It was like right next door.
Right. Or maybe a couple down, whatever it is. It was right by it. But the point is he saw Amber and Johnny a lot. And that's what's so damning about this is he testified, as we brought up last hour, that, look, I saw Amber the day of the incident and the next day, and I didn't see anything. She even pointed, look, there's
he
nothing
hit me in
there.
The face, and there's nothing there.
Well, hit in the face with a phone, and there's nothing there, right? And so, but here's what's interesting. At one point, he got really emotional, and he stated that Heard needs to take responsibility and move on. And he talks about how everybody's been completely devastated by this, and that, you know, it's not right what she did. It's insane. So he's basically saying, Amber, you should have never brought this up, you know, or never, or at least aired your dirty, you know, laundry out in the public. Now, obviously, you know, many women are going to say, well, maybe she should have to you know, show what, you know, if there's an abusive relationship, they need to air it. And so, again, this is people talking for Johnny at this time, right?
Yes, and this guy was funny, too, because he was supposed to do, he was commissioned to do 25 different art pieces. Johnny said, you can live in this apartment, you know, next door for free. And it was going to be a couple of months, and then he realized, I can't do 25 pieces in a couple of months. And it ends up drawing out for several years. And over the time frame, he was also given $100,000 approximately from Johnny Depp. And he was asked, when Johnny made this offer to pay you.
The cross-examination.
Yeah.
To trick him, kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, when Johnny made this offer for you, he was going to pay you $100,000 to let you live there for free. Did you accept that offer? And he said, yes, of course. And all the jury apparently laughed and thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But he was also very emotional. He's the one that saw her alleged incident. He's the one that was closest to these people and saw, you know, them on almost a daily basis. And he cares for both of them. He said, I really loved Amber Heard the same as I did Johnny. And she had great teeth, you know. And
everyone laughed.
And everybody laughed at that. And he said, and she was good with makeup, meaning that she didn't really have to wear makeup.
Right.
She was very beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful without makeup. One interesting thing he did bring up, though, was that he saw the video around this time period or right after the incident. I mean, right after the breakup, where his Amber's sister and her were in the elevator, and there's a video of it, and it showed Amber's sister pretend to hit her in that area, and then they laughed about it.
This was an elevator video.
Right.
Very, very interesting. And so, you know, of course, Johnny Depp's going to paint that as if that was a plan.
Right,
for the sisters to bruise her, so her sister was going to punch her to bruise her, so she had a bruise that she could take a picture of, and that's what Mr. Baruch believed. He believes that Amber Heard made this up completely.
Right, and that's what their argument is. And then before we get to Johnny Depp's sister, which really didn't do a whole lot one way or the other, right? There wasn't anything big, but again. In the opening arguments, I'm going to bounce back. Amber Heard's attorneys are arguing that, look, Johnny has brought this on himself with poor choices. You know, stop blaming others, people for your own self-created problems. And that's their argument. That's part of their argument. It's going to be, look, you're blaming others when it's your own issue. And obviously Heard's attorneys zero in on what? They're claiming he's a drug, you know, has drug issues and
he's
alcohol.
He's like binges.
Yeah, binges is what they're trying to say. And then they're going to bring
how, and how can he even remember whether or not he did these things?
Right, that's exactly
That's kind
right.
of the allegation. You did them when you were under the influence and you don't have sufficient recall.
Right, so that's what's going on. I think we've kind of, you know, gone over it enough.
But we're going to see more testimony, you guys.
Yes.
And we'll have to see
next
what
week.
Amber Heard's attorneys bring up.
Oh, they're going to...
Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. And hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel strong. Stronger, with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is continuing Saturday for a Texas National Guard soldier who may have drowned in the Rio Grande. A release from the Texas Military Department saying they had to pause their river search Friday night because of strong river currents. The soldier went missing along the river on a border enforcement mission. Sheriff Tom Schirmer of Maverick County says the soldier had jumped into the river in an attempt to rescue an illegal immigrant woman who was struggling to get across. The woman did make it. Unseasonably warm weather is predicted in the Midwest on Saturday. Forecasters say Chicago, Cleveland, and Indianapolis all could see high temperatures at 80 degrees or higher. Detroit could hit 79 and Minneapolis could hit 71. The president and vice president have nothing on their public schedules for Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Where's Todd? Are you serious?
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're back talking about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and Denise was given a brief overview as to a case that actually happened in England where Johnny Depp sued The Sun, which is like the National Enquirer that would be in the United States, about stating apparently Johnny was going to be an actor in a movie, and they said, why are you using that wife beater, you know, or something like that. And so the case went to trial. And it was a judge. It was a judge, right? Go ahead.
It was a judge trial in England, and the judge found that there were three acts of domestic violence that Depp had actually perpetrated on Heard, and by making that finding, him being called wife beater was not a lie. So truth was a defense in that case for The Sun.
Right, and so that's what, or at least that's what the judge held.
That's what the judge held. Right. But it also went up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals denied an appeal.
That's right.
So it wasn't, it went to so far as the Court of Appeals. It did not go higher than that.
So, but that's not going to be admissible in this case. They can't bring that up. I don't think they
can. Well, it's not binding on this court because
nor admissible.
You don't think it's admissible either?
No, no.
What, why wouldn't it be admissible?
I think it's, well, those are 352. It's what's the probative value? You can't, that means you have to retry that whole case again in this trial, right? They won't bring up that. I don't think a judge is going to allow any of that in. We're not at that point yet, right?
Yeah.
But doesn't mean, Denise, they can't bring up the testimony that was there. And what I'm saying is whoever testified there and what they said will probably be the same testimony in this case. So anyway, we're here. This is a jury, though, sitting. We have a jury sitting in this case. I believe it's a jury.
It is a jury. Yeah. And the other thing is that there's been a lot of pretrial motions that Johnny Depp have actually taken advantage of and kind of gotten a lot of good rulings. He was able to access more evidence than he could in the England case.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know if our rules are more permissive here, but I just think he fought a little harder and was able to do the pre-trial motions, and he won many of them, most of them evidentiary.
Right, and this is based out of Virginia, right? And why is it based out of Virginia?
Because it was the Washington Post that she did the op-ed, Heard did the op-ed in.
Right.
And when she did the op-ed, she was talking about being a victim of domestic violence in her previous relationship and marriage. And she never named Depp, you know, specifically, but she's only been married once. So, you know, by just factually, it couldn't have been anybody else.
Implication, right. So that's why Johnny Depp sues for liable defamation, right?
He sues for defamation,
right.
And he sues her for $50 million. She countersues him for $100 million, claiming that he and his friends and different people helped to put her out of jobs. In other words, was trying to blacklist her from Hollywood and doing all this stuff.
I think the thing is, and Denise, you and I, Todd, have talked about this many times, is I don't think, you know, we always say, you know, publicity is good, right, to some degree, but this one's not. I mean, it's hurting both of them. And I don't know what the situation is. What's interesting is when they got a divorce, I think it was 2016, the divorce papers Amber Heard actually wrote, they put statements out, and Amber Heard, I got to find that statement, exactly what she said was basically, you know, and again, this is stuff they're doing just to try to probably stop the, you know, poor publicity, but basically said, I'm going to find it during.
Is that what she was saying about the op-ed piece?
She basically said, you know, we put our bygones, and, you know, there's, I'm going to find it. I'll find it in a second. But Johnny and I have, you know, kind of mended fences, and, you know, we basically, the allegations on both sides, you know.
This was at the divorce.
At the divorce, yeah.
Yeah,
Can you find that?
Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Amber wishes the best for Johnny in the future. So that was what the joint statement came out as. And then she also said she was going to
was that
donate.
A joint statement or was that her?
That was a joint statement.
Okay.
Yeah, the settlement statement they jointly issued.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So that's important, though, that I'm sure plaintiff's counsel is going to bring that up and said, look what was said, and you signed off on this, Amber, and it said nothing occurred, right?
Exactly.
But let's read it carefully. Let's back up. Read it one more time. Here's my lawyering on it.
Go ahead. So listen for lawyer weasel talk
this. No, this is lawyer. Read it again.
Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain.
Keep going. The next one, not yet.
There was never any intent.
Stop. Intent. Keep going.
Of physical or emotional harm.
Stop right there. Intent. Well, maybe I accidentally, on a rage, did something wrong, but it said no intent, right? So that's interesting. I just think, again, I'm a lawyer and I'm using, words are very important. So maybe the defense can argue, Cal.
Yeah, that for financial gain thing, yeah.
Yeah, but they said no. But defense, if Johnny Depp brings this up in the case,
yeah.
Look, Amber, this was a statement that you said and you brought up with me.
Did you mean it or did you not?
Were you lying?
Right.
And then I guess Johnny Depp's, I guess Amber Heard's lawyer is going to say, well, it said intent, Mr. Depp. Didn't mean you had tended to. You're just so out, you know, maybe that's what I'm saying. This could be an argument for them.
Nor does it say fault. Denise, it says false claims for financial gain. Does that mean, well, maybe they made false claims for some other reason?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. Okay. I could attack both of these, and it would perhaps work against Amber Heard, but it also could work against Johnny Depp because he ended up paying her $7 million. And we don't know if that was a correct figure based upon, you know, community property laws or whatever. He might have paid to get rid of it.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Who knows what's going on? But so let's move on. So what's going on in this case? It's in Virginia. It's already started. Their opening statements occurred. Look, Amber Heard's arguing, number one, it's true what I said. Number two, Amber Heard's attorneys are arguing, hey, she's got a First Amendment right. This is about a First Amendment right for speech, right? If she wants to, you know, say something, she has the right to say something. Well, that's...
It's going to come down to whether or not it's true.
Yeah.
That is what it's going to come down to.
Right.
If the jury finds that there was even one incident of domestic violence, then I do think that Depp is going to lose.
It's a tough case to win.
This one, you have to understand, she could be a victim of domestic violence, and she also could be a perpetrator at the same time.
But let's assume she was a perpetrator, Denise. She still wins if it showed Johnny was a perpetrator also.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Johnny's in a no win.
Well, I think he could if he – it just depends what happens. So let me tell you, what happens in cases like this is they both have opening statements, and then the plaintiff goes first, and defense cross-examines, but then defense puts their witnesses on, and then cross-examination.
Redirect.
Or new witnesses. They're
put on their actual defense.
Yeah, their defense. Yeah. So what's happening now is it's Johnny Depp's putting stuff down. So right now, the way I read it and hear it, Johnny Depp's winning. I mean, there's no doubt Johnny Depp is winning at this point. But it doesn't matter because defense hasn't put up their defense yet, right? And so Johnny Depp is putting up people most favorable to him. So the first witness that's very interesting, and like I said, a lot of this just harms, you know.
The two of them. I think this is going to be like a standoff.
Why would they do this? Why would they do this? This seems like an awful lot of trouble and expense.
If a mediator's there, this is all it's got to come down to. I think Johnny Depp would back down if Amber Heard would say something or recount something. And the problem is how does she recount that? How do you say that? Even if it's true, how do you settle something like this, right? Because it's all about settlement. Settlement is important. We believe in settling things out. But, Denise, how do you...
I think Johnny Depp made a huge mistake. Johnny Depp had said, because he was up for that, to be the main person in the incredible... Beast thing. I can't remember the name of it, but
who's the author?
It's the same one.
The J.K. Rowling book.
Yes, exactly. And so he had said when he was going to win, he thought the sun suit that he would be able to clear his name. And as a backup plan, he had this suit in Virginia against Heard for defamation, the same thing that he sued the Sun for. And I do think he made just a very poor decision to kind of hang everything onto this. I get this part if I can clean my name.
Well, when we come back, first witness up, Kate James, we're going to talk about. We'll be back.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on many of your favorite local radio stations. And remember, if they should decide to jump out one of the hours, you can always go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to the rest of the show live and go back and stream all of our previous episodes. And it's all free on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of... No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are a loser. Stop whining.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
And now here are Fred and Denise for the final segment of Hour Number 1 for Radio Law Talk.
How can you not just love listening to our segments? This is so now.
One of them was video deposition testimony. I can't remember. I think hers was the video deposition.
Yeah, that was the testimony. Friend, the person that her assistant for her.
Right. So apparently she walked up to Heard and said, and she testified to this and said, I asked Amber, I was making $25 an hour, can I have a raise? And she yelled at her and said something to her and then spit in her face. And to me, as a character witness, That is so damning to Amber Heard, in my personal opinion, as a lawyer, because this is an outside person that really has nothing much to do with it. I guess they can argue that, oh, she was more of a friend of Johnny's than Amber, but and then you've got one of the security guards saying they're getting on the jet, Amber sitting in the back. And he walks back to her, the security guard, and says, hey, how are you doing, basically? And she said, get the blankety blank out of here. And he's just like, ooh, and he walks away, you know. But so that Amber does not look good as the direct examination of all these individuals are stepping up on the stand and or are video doing video depositions, and which means that they take their depositions and they take this video and they just play it during the trial because they're not available. So there's that with Amber Heard. What are some other Amber Heard stuff that you guys remember that was brought up?
Well,
so we're going to get to Johnny Depp. By the way, we're not just pounding on Amber Heard. We're going to Johnny Depp next.
The one that was kind of gross was the fecal matter in the bed that. I guess the dispute here is Amber Heard's claiming that the dogs had done their business on the bed, and then Johnny Depp came back and said, yeah, that was human. I've seen the difference, and I'm not going to go into how he knew or whatever, but, yeah, he said that wasn't Fido. And which, look, if Depp's allegation is true, that's just gross. If Amber Heard's response to that is true, then... good heavens, that in my house, that'd be a dogless home pretty soon because yeah. I ain't going to put up with a dog pooping on my bed. So,
yeah.
Yikes.
So that's occurring. Go ahead, Denise, you were going
to
say.
No, she was recorded admitting to hitting him and calling her. The recording was to saying, you're such a baby. You know, when you do it to me, I don't cry. And, I mean, it was pretty obviously yeah. that she was taunting him. After she had struck him. And, you know, she said, I didn't slug you. I didn't punch you. I just hit you many
right,
times.
Right.
You know, and it was, it's very.
It's almost like
weird.
High school. Is it almost like high school?
No,
it's worse than that. It's
grammar
abuse.
School. It's grammar school.
This is mutual combat.
Yeah.
At worst.
Well, and that's the thing is that's what Amber Heard wants. You say that's Amber Heard's argument. If it's mutual combat, she wins, right? Physically.
I don't believe that's true because
why?
She painted herself as the victim.
Right.
And so if it's a mutual combat, at least under the eyes in California, it's there's no victim. They're both perpetrators.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, cool.
There's something that gets. There's something that gets assumed, taken as true, and I've seen it in every news report. We're even doing that here. We're going to whether or not it's true that he ever did abuse her or whether he didn't because it's a truth is a defense to the claim. I think that we need to take a step back and address whether or not what Amber Heard said in the Washington Post op-ed is even defamatory.
And let's do it.
And so listen to this. This is the first paragraph of the complaint that Depp has filed against Amber Heard.
And by the way, this is in Virginia, this case. Why talk?
It's because that is where the headquarters of the publication took place. And so the first paragraph says, and I quote, in the op-ed, Ms. Heard purported to write from the perspective of, quote, a public figure representing domestic abuse, close quote, and claimed that she, quote, felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out, close quote, when she, again, quote, spoke up against sexual violence, period, close quote. And then,
interesting.
And then she talks about her purported, quote, victimization. Now, remember that language. In the complaint, they include the article that they're referring to. Okay? So I'm going to read to you from the article about what Amber Heard actually said. So she says, quote, I was exposed to abuse at a very young age. I knew certain things early on without ever having to be told. I knew that men have power, physically, socially, financially, and that a lot of institutions support that arrangement. I knew this long before I had the words to articulate it, and I bet you learned that young, too. That clearly appears to be a statement based upon her perceptions prior to Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Okay. Next one. Like many women, I had been harassed and sexually assaulted by the time I was of college age. Okay. Again, conduct things she'd suffered before she met Johnny Depp. But I kept quiet. I did not expect filing complaints to bring justice. Didn't see myself as a victim. Here's what she said about domestic abuse that I think appears to be taken out of context. She's going to argue. Then, this is a quote, 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse. And I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out.
Did she not at any time? Hold on, go ahead.
At no time. Then she talks about how friends and advisors told her she'd be blacklisted. I was attached to a movie that I would be recast. And then she started. She talks about how she was under the microscope from the tabloids. But this quote here is the one that is paragraph one of the complaint where it says, I'm a public figure representing domestic abuse. The context of the full quote is 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse. And guess what?
What happened 2 years prior to that?
That is a true statement that 2 years ago she did become, because 2 years prior to that, it was in the headlines, an altercation between her and Johnny Depp, one that may have occurred on an airplane.
Right.
And then another one that may have occurred with regard to the bottle that was thrown back and forth that Depp says.
Or was it, no, the phone incident. I thought it was a phone thrown. No?
But there was one where the vodka was thrown and he severed his. And look, when those articles became public knowledge, she was thrust into the limelight as a public figure for domestic abuse.
But was that the time period?
But she's still claiming to be a victim.
But did they, is that the same time she went down and filed the, we got to figure our timing out, when she filed the restraining order against Johnny Depp and
yes.
shows up with a bruise
yes.
on her face?
It may be, but the basis of their complaint is the op-ed.
But doesn't matter, though, but it's all what's around the op-ed, what she did, that points to Johnny is what they're arguing.
But the fact of the matter is, I think she can come back and say, it is a true statement that 2 years ago, I became the 2 years prior to the op-ed, which would be 2016, I became the public figure for domestic abuse. And it had to do with what was in the news at the time, but she became the public figure for it.
Yeah, it's a good argument. I see your argument. He's just trying to...
It's the victim part of it that I think is...
Are you saying you're going to be loophole Todd? You're loophole Todd, man?
I am not loophole Todd. That just sounds bad.
The loophole. He's finding a loophole in the argument.
Here's the thing. It's not necessarily a loophole. It is element one that the
right.
plaintiff has to prove is that she made a defamatory statement. Parsed out the way they've described it, it appears more defamatory than it does if you take the statement in context. And I think that's what will happen when Amber Heard starts.
So we're wrapping up hour one. Join us hour two at Radio Law Talk. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on live if you want to listen to us live at any time. We're going to talk more about Johnny Depp case. We got to bring up some stuff that is not good for Johnny Depp that came out this week. We'll be back.
Crew, let's get her done. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.